This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland was the keynote speaker at a conservation symposium organized by Colorado State University yesterday. She spoke virtually and advocated for President Biden's plan to conserve 30% of public lands by 2030. Haaland also spoke about the nearly two dozen animal species that were declared extinct by the federal government.
A healthy ecosystem, that's what we're looking for. We want to make sure that wildlife has the habitat they need to continue so that we don't face any more extinctions.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was also at the event. He announced a $3 billion plan for farmers to recover from drought and the pandemic and fight African swine fever. The independent commission in charge of drawing the state's congressional map submitted its final proposal to the Colorado Supreme Court late Tuesday night. CPR's Benta Berkland says the state's new swing district is split evenly between Democrats and Republicans.
The way the commission drew it, this 8th district isn't just the state's most competitive seat. It will also be the most ethnically diverse. It's almost 40% Latino and a little more than 50% white.
CPR's Benta Berkland. The State Department of Labor has proposed increasing the minimum wage by 24 cents, bringing the minimum hourly rate up to $12.56. That proposal is open to public comment until November. If approved, the increase would take effect next year. Some cities like Denver already have a higher minimum wage. Annual adjustments to the minimum wage are based on inflation and required by Colorado's constitution. This is CPR and KRCC. Colorado Springs will peak at 57 today with a 30% chance of rain this afternoon. Otherwise, tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 45 degrees.